Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and psychic medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Happy Monday and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm Tony G. I don't know why I like to make sound effects, but I just do. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Well, in all honesty, you probably don't. Okay, so today's show is going to be phenomenal. I can feel it. I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for listening to me and this show. I'm Tony G. Basically, I am a channel. So when people ask me questions, when they are talking to me, information comes through me for them and just comes right out of my mouth. Sometimes I know what I'm going to say, sometimes I don't. That's always the fun part when I don't and something comes out and I'm like, oh, well, guys, you could have said that a little bit more gently. But it is what it is, right? We need to hear things the way we hear things sometimes so it can really resonate with us. I'm also a medium. I can help you connect with your loved ones on the other side if you do so wish to do that. I am going to go directly to our first caller because, you know, I have 30 minutes here and I really want to make sure that I'm connecting with people and helping them. That is my purpose until I leave this plane is to just help as many people as I can in whatever way I can. So let's go to the first caller. The first caller on the board is 510. It's hello 510. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much for asking. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California.
Excellent. What's your question today? How can I help you?
My question is, I want to know, is this guy named Sean, is he my twin flame?
Okay, so I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't know about twin flames or understand them, so we're not going to go there, okay? What I can do is tell you a little bit about where you two are or are not supposed to go, okay?
Okay.
Titles aren't as important as what the real stuff is. We get all hooked up in these titles. I need my soulmate. I need the love of my life. I need my twin flame. But let's just do this. Is he a good guy for me? That's what you really want to know. Is this guy the right guy for me at this time in my life? I just want to ask one quick question. How long have you two been communicating, talking, or together?
We've been communicating for almost like 2 years, 3 years. We basically got reconnected with each other.
Okay.
I've been knowing him since childhood.
Okay, the first thing, they are saying there's a lot of history here. Some of it is good, but more of it is complicated. And that the two of you have had your ups and downs, and one of you has grown a little bit and matured, and the other one is kind of stuck still in that, is kind of stuck up in it still, a little bit of that emotional stuff. And I'm going to start clearing that now, so that will help. Moving forward, the two of you make really good friends. You make a good couple. You make a good couple. They're not saying you make a phenomenal couple. There's some work that needs to be done on both parts in order for this relationship to work out. There's some jealousy and insecurity. And there's also, who has the wicked temper? Which one of you has a little bit of a temper?
Probably him.
Okay, one of you, they're saying one of you is, and he is he also the one that gets a little bit jealous and insecure at times?
Well, he's a Taurus. I'm a Cancer, so.
Who's the one who's jealous in this relationship? Who gets jealous of the other one or thinks that there might be other people or accuses of cheating? Who's the jealous one?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't got to that point yet, so I don't know.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you, that as you move forward, whomever it is, they have to watch out for their jealousy. Okay, one of the two of you is going to exhibit or have some jealousy going on, you have to pull it back really fast. If it's you, pull it back really fast. If it's him, just put that in check. Otherwise, that will become a theme of this relationship. I do see you two moving together, not moving in together, moving closer together to being in more of a relationship type of relationship over the next 3 months. After that, you're going to have 6 months of, I'm not liking any of the words that they're giving me, so I'm waiting for another word. You're going to have 6 months of up and down. Let's just call it up and down, okay? And then from there, you can decide what you want to do with this situation. I feel like he's going to teach you a lot about what you want, and he's going to teach you a lot about love. He's going to teach you a lot about standing up for yourself. He's going to teach you a lot about being empowered. Now, do not concede to him because he, like you said, he is a Taurus. Taurus can tend to take over situations. So please, stand in your power. Don't always let him get his way, okay?
Okay.
So over the next 3 months, I see the two of you have the potential to get closer. And then after that, the next 6 months, there will be a lot of up and down. And then after that, you're going to have to make the decision of what you want to do with the situation, okay?
Okay.
Does that help you? I hope it does.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the day. I want to thank you so much for calling in, and I hope to hear from you again.
Okay, you will. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and have an amazing day. All right, we are going to go straight to the next caller, and the next caller is area code 775. Hello, 775. How are you?
Hi, Tony. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. How are you?
I'm doing well, Wendy. Wendy, have we talked before?
Yes, we have.
I'm so happy to hear from you. How have you been? You're the Wendy I think you are. I was thinking about you 2 weeks ago. I was like, just wonder how she's doing. I hope everything is just going amazing for her. How have you been?
Oh, how nice. Thank you. I miss you too. I was hired, direct hire, June 5th, over a year ago, to a company. However, something happened on March 9th when I left work. I stepped into the backseat of a yellow cab, and we were rear-ended on the highway. We never made it to our destination. I was taken by ambulance to the hospital and released many hours later. I've not worked since because I'm in chronic pain and I cannot do my job. I can't sit in front of a computer more than 25 minutes right now. I keep in close contact with my employer. I've released all my medical HIPAA records to them. I'm not hiding anything. I have abundant proof about everything. So this is where I'm at right now. I hadn't been with my employer a year at that point, so I'm hoping they approve me for ADA because I can't do my job. And they approved me for the first 6 weeks. They haven't approved me yet for time after that, but I switched doctors. And so I'm hoping I keep my employment. Also, Tony, I am praying that I can – I'm on California State Disability right now, short term, and I've got about 7 more months left on that. So if I – as long as my primary care provider keeps writing me off from work, then I'll be – increasing my Social Security to a point in 7 months where I can make ends meet regardless of what happens. And so I created a safety net for myself. I see my primary care doctor this Thursday, and I believe she will increase my time off at least for a few months. And then I also see a new chiropractor. So will my chiropractor?
I do. Okay, so I feel like everything is going to go your way during this. This is like a golden star shining down on you. I just need to tell you that. And your parents are just like right there helping you out with this. I'm going to tell you, I feel like as everything sits right now, everything is going to keep moving forward the way it is. In about a year, now you've got a year, okay? In about a year, there's going to be a change. Now, this is not a change for the worse. It's a change that just like the circumstances have changed, so now it's going to switch over to this rather than this, okay? So what I want to tell you is right now, as everything sits right now, moving forward, everything looks good. Everything looks like it's going to be approved. Everything is looking like it's going to keep going the way it has been. I feel like they're going to recommend some physical therapy for you if they haven't already. If they do recommend the physical therapy, good. Keep doing the physical therapy. Keep doing all the protocols that they're asking you to do. I feel like you are going to, you're going to have some relief, but it's not going to be significant enough for you to be able to return and continue doing everything the way it was before. But I feel like the processes that are in place as far as financially, they're going to stay stable for you, okay? So those monies that are coming in right now, they're going to keep coming in. In 6 months, now listen to me, Wendy, this is very, very careful. You're going to have to re-listen to this show because sometimes we hear one thing and we misunderstand the way it's said. I want you to re-listen to this show, especially in 6 months. In 6 months, there's going to be a little hiccup with your finances. Keep that safety net safe. Make sure you have your backup. Yeah. But in 6 months, there's going to be one of the approvals is going to go a little bit sideways, but it will be fixed and everything will be put back in place. So don't panic about that. But in 6 months, there's going to be just a little hiccup. Like they might question things and you might have to re-verify everything, okay? So I want you to know that, and I want you to know that it's going to go, this is going to go as much as a, I would hate for someone to be in pain and to have had an accident that caused them to be in so much pain. And I'm so sorry you're suffering. That's just a horrible, horrible thing to go through. I want to tell you everything is, they're using the term swimmingly. Everything is going to move swimmingly forward for you. You're just going to, the floodgates are open and all of this is going to go forward for you. So don't worry about it. But in 6 months, make sure all of your paperwork when you have to turn in paperwork for this, make sure it's all like double and triple check it and make sure it's on point. Don't make any mistakes and make sure you give them everything that they ask for and you will be just fine. Okay, sweetie?
I will. And will I be able to hold off on starting my Social Security until maybe January or February of next year?
I feel like yes, but I feel like there's going to be something that you will not want to. But I, yes, you will be able to, but you might change your mind about it. So just do your best to do your best, okay, sweetie?
I will. And I will the chiropractor that I'm seeing, I hope I see him this Friday. His last name begins with a B-A-R-H. If my primary care doctor stops writing me off work, will he step up to the plate and continue to write me off work for disability? He said he would.
Yes, he will. And I feel like your primary is going to have your back too, literally, in both senses. Both going to have your back, okay?
Oh, thank God.
Literally and figuratively, Wendy, they are both going to have your back. Okay, sweetie?
I haven't laughed in a long time. Thank you, Tony G.
You are so welcome, sweetie. I am so happy to hear from you. It has been way too long. You need to check in with me in about 3 months or sooner if you choose, because it has been way too long since I have heard from you last.
Oh, I love you, and I will.
I
wanted to see a pain MD doctor, but the way Kaiser works is, no, you have to see a pain psychologist first, because I wanted to get to the bottom of my pain. I see her today. Her first name is Ann. Her last name starts with an H. Will she support me, or will she be tricky?
Yeah. No, she's not going to be tricky. She just wants to make sure, you know, now with all the narcotic stuff going on, they have to make, they've put things in place to make sure everything is okay. I don't think she's going to try to trick you. I feel like everything will go well with that. I feel like you just need to be honest and be accurate, okay? And everything will be just fine, okay?
Beautiful.
Wendy,
so,
thank you so much again for calling in. I do have other people waiting online. I wish I could take the whole time and talk to you, but I do have to get to the next person. But I'm so grateful that you did call in and we were able to cover what we did. Thank you, Wendy, so much.
A beautiful reunion surrounding you in white light and peace and love. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Have an amazing rest of the day.
Tony G.
You're welcome. We are going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is area code 415. Hello, 415. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you. This is Jessica.
Jessica, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So we've had two California calls. Now we're having a Jersey call from east to west. Loving it.
That's
so
right.
How can I help you today?
I wanted to know what you saw about jobs/finances. I am building my business, and I feel like it might be helpful to get either a part-time or full-time job to just support me while this stuff is building. But I just had a part-time job come along my way today, but there were too many things that sort of like were hesitant in my eyes, it was just giving too much for too little pay. So I just wanted to see what you would say. I sort of kind of go in a cycle with this, that I get part-time job offers, but I think that they're like too low of pay. And I think, well, I should just get a full-time anyway, but then that's too much of my time. And so I always feel sort of torn. I'd like to kind of clear that pattern.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, I have not been an employee for a very, very long time. And when I first transitioned, I was independently employed doing one set of work. And then after my last near-death accident, I couldn't do any of the work I was doing. So I had to transition, and I'm going to tell you, no matter how many resumes or applications I sent out, I didn't even get an email back from them. So the universe kind of pushed me in this, and there were times when I thought business, extra income, because this isn't exactly where I was doing okay, but it wasn't exactly where I felt I needed to be. But the more energy, this is really important, the more energy and focus and determination and the when I shut all the other doors and I said, this is the only path for me, and actually the universe shut a lot of my doors for me.
I have that all the time.
So that's why they're giving you this message, my love. Please listen with your heart and your head at the same time. The more energy and focus you put into this, the more it will come into fruition for you, the larger it will expand for you. They want you to sit in meditation and ask the question, what can I do to expand my business? What can I do to help more people with this business? How can I get the right people in front of me? And then as you come out of that meditation, they simply want you to say, bring the right people to me now. Thank you. The key for you is not to look outside of your business. The key to you is to look inside of yourself and see where your fear and insecurity about having a business lies, and then stomp it down to nothing. They want you to understand. Oh, God, I'm channeling for you. You can tell the accent has
I know, I'm getting so many tingles. Keep going.
Thank you for the confirmation right now. I'm so grateful for this. The key for you is to absolutely go within, to release any fears that you have about being independently employed, and to release any insecurities about being able to support yourself in a way that is relevant with a business of your own. It is important that you employ your highest self on this journey and just keep asking us, and we will bring you the right people at the right time. We'll only bring you what you feel you are ready for. We will not bombard you or overwhelm you. You must absolutely, no two ways about it, spend a minimum of 15 minutes every night in meditation, seeing your business at the level you want it to be. Don't worry about how you get there. We will get you there. You are already there in our eye vision sight. You just need to put it in your vision. And as you put it in your vision, it will fall into place. Stop wavering your faith, loved one. We are here. We are helping. And you need to realize and have that faith and know that. Know that. With everything, every ounce of your being, you just need to know that we are there. We have been with you always. We will be with you always. Many love, many blessings on you now. Okay,
oh,
Tony
goodness.
Back in the house. Okay, I hope that
wow.
was helpful. God, I love
wow,
channeling.
That was
God,
helpful.
I love it so much. Now,
oh
can you
God,
imagine if I picked
again.
Up another job and I wasn't here for this? You have to have that same determination within every ounce of your being that you are meant to do what you are doing and stop willy-wallying around with it, okay?
Yes, I realized this morning that one of my big fears, and I feel embarrassed that it is a fear because I know it's ridiculous, but it's like I don't know. There's this thought of, I don't know if I can make this happen. I don't know if I can get it to work. And
oh, sweetie.
I hate
you're
that right, I have
sweetie.
That insecurity.
Let me help you. We don't do anything.
Yes,
we show up and they do it for us. Okay. But right now I'm clearing that fear. I'm helping you to clear that fear. You're going to feel some pulling and back and forth and so on and so forth. And I want you to just know they've got your back, Jack. Come on. You would not be brought to something to be torn down from it. That's it. That's all you need to know. And any time that you have an insecurity, you have a thought, this, every time I do my show, I say, you know what, God, just bring me the right colors. Bring me those people that need me today, that need your guidance, because I know it's not me. I know it's them. Bring me the people that resonate and are in alignment with the messages that I can give them. And then the phone lines are there, and I don't know how. I don't even question it. I just know now. They bring me everyone in perfect timing. And so there's no coincidence about this phone call. There's no coincidence that you were made it through today. And I'm going to tell you, I want you to know with every ounce of your being, they have put you where you are, can stand strong in that position, and you can move forward with it. And the moment you say, okay, this is it, this is the only thing, I am putting all my energy and focus in this, they are going to run you forward with it, okay?
Mm. Okay.
And don't think twice about it. And don't sell yourself short. They were saying short sell yourself, but sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short, and make sure that you are honoring every ounce of everything you have to do. Just, you know, the more you love something, the more it comes to you. And that's it. It's just, it kind of really is that simple, honestly.
I know. Yes. Okay, thank you. I do need to close that door for good, because I do wobble back when something, it's a boredom, it's, or addiction or something thing weird. So, yeah, stop it.
It's easy to think there's an easier alternative out there. That's all I keep. Okay, so I am happy that I'm so blessed today. The people who have gotten through are so amazing, and I'm so happy that I'm able to be here and do this. But I want to tell you, and this goes for every single person, the only time something fails is when we let failure enter our mind about it.
I know, but mind is just needs to be in control. Like, it needs to be disciplined.
I want you to control your heart. I want you to be so passionate. I want you to be so stinking passionate about this and so in love with this that you dream it. Okay? And in that moment, in that very moment, everything will turn. And I clear the fear, and I'm going to, open her business, open the door, and there we go. I want to hear from you in a month, and I want to hear about all the beautiful changes that have come in from you having that process and this fear being released. I want to hear about it. You can call me sooner if you would like. Of course, I'm here every Monday at noon, and I go for 30 minutes, and I take as many callers as possible. And if you don't get through, I ask, please call back again. I try to rotate all the calls. And I just call me back and let me know the differences. You should feel different.
I do feel different.
Tomorrow.
I feel it already.
Good.
Thank you. I feel so blessed to have reached you. I mean, I feel like tingles throughout the call and when you're doing your thing, and I feel like a renewed focus. And I'm going to mark my calendar because in a month it's my birthday. So I am going to definitely, that's going to be the best birthday gift for me, just to have this booming business. Oh, it makes me teary.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
You know what? And take it one step at a time. We always worry about the end result of our business. I just worry about day-to-day business. I go, okay, what do I need to do today? Okay, good. I'm doing it. Done. Don't worry about 5 years down the line. Although they say you have to, the bigger focus is in the moment. What can I do? How can I make this work in the moment? And the people I know that are the most successful, they're very passionate about what they're doing. So let your heart be on fire with your business. Fall in love with it all over again every morning. Okay? Okay.
I love that.
I have
thank
to
you.
Thank
yes.
you, everybody, so much for listening in today and calling in today. Monday at noon, we will do this all over again. Thanks, and have an amazing day.
Thank you. Bye.